Hello and welcome back to Movie Prism. Today we're reviewing Nani's latest outing, Shyam Singha Roy, now streaming on Netflix. Directed by Rahul Sankrityan, the movie tells the story of Vasu, played by Nani, a young filmmaker who leaves his cushy software job and decides to take up his passion directing movies. He has been promised by a producer that he'll back up his debut movie only if he shoots a short film which thoroughly impresses him. After auditioning multiple actors, he stumbles upon Kirti, played by Kriti Shetty, in an upscale cafe. He stalks her and gets her to accept to act in a short film. Kirti is a psychology student and has no clue about acting. But Vasu forces her with emotional reasons and gets her to be a part of it. Vasu's short film is a success and now he writes and directs the main movie, which again becomes a roaring success. Just when things are going fine, Vasu suddenly gets accused for plagiarism and a leading publisher from Kolkata books the case against him. The accusations are both his story and the story owned by the publishing house is 90% the same. Vasu has no connection to this and neither has he read the books. Now, with the help of a psychologist played by Leela Samson and a lawyer Padmavati played by Madonna Sebastian, the truth slowly gets unraveled. In parallel, we're also shown the life of Shyam Singha Roy, played by Nani again, a social reformer and a scribe operating in West Bengal during the late 60s. He's against untouchability, the Devdasi system, and is even an atheist. But in one of the Navaratri festivals, he happens to bump into a Devdasi dancer, Maitri, played by Sai Pallavi. And then it showcases their love and how he gives her a new freedom and lets her break from the shackles of the society. But what is it that connects Vasu and Shyam Singha Roy? That forms the crux of the story. The first half of the movie is breezy and is a nice watch. The second half gets more serious and somewhere things start going a bit slow and movie completely starts focusing on the romance and intimacy between Shyam and Maitri. But still, the movie holds on to the tempo and the way we get transported to the old Bengal is amazing. The sets, the costumes and the language all fits well. The movie does not have anything to surprise us. We know what the outcome would be. But when the final connection between Vasu and Shyam is established, it does give us a bit of goosebump moment and a fair finish to the proceedings. However, the climax is rushed for all the build-up and the court scenes aren't very noteworthy. Nani as Vasu is good, but as Shyam Singha Roy is terrific. He extends a certain energy and class that we vouch for what he fights for society. Sai Pallavi as Maitri is a dream, especially as the Devdasi dancer, and she lends a certain vulnerability to the character which it deserves. Kriti Shetty looks beautiful and has done her part very well. Madonna Sebastian looks pale and the character is half-baked. Rest all the cast has done a fine job, though nothing to speak about. Shyam Singha Roy may not wow you, but there are some fine elements making this a decent weekend watch. Movie Prism rating 3 out of 5. Thank you for listening. Stream reviews anytime, anywhere. Reach us at movieprism@gmail.com. Also follow us on Insta handle, Movie Prism.